All right, order. It's Mancation. It's Mancation. I'm Stephanie and Dr. Varia podcast. I'm Dr. Varia. This episode will be reviewing WWE WrestleMania 6, which is a process run produced by WWE World Entertainment. It took place on April 1st, 1990, at the Sky Dome in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And it was the first WrestleMania held outside of the United States of America. So let me go into this one. Firstly, a singles match. Rick the Model Martel defeated Coco Beware. This is kind of a squash match to get Martel over since he's Canadian heel wrestler. Too bad. Then they had a tag team match, WWE Tag Team Championships. Demolition X match for the Class Collection. Andre the Giant, Haku, Bobby the Brain Heenan to win the championships. This was Andre the Giant's last match at WWE. After the match, Andre attacked, got attacked by Bobby the Brain Heenan, then he attacked him back, and he beat up Andre and Haku and left on his own. So that left Andre becoming a good guy and just leaving. That was his last match in WWE. Soon's match, Earthquake, Jimmy Mouth, South Hart defeated Hercules. It's kind of a big man, boring, plotting match. Just mainly there to get Earthquake over. Singles match, Bruce Barber Beefcake defeated Mr. Perfect, the Genius, to end Mr. Perfect's lengthy undefeated streak. Fun to watch, but shocking that Perfect lost. I was literally shocked when it happened. That was a big time, one of the biggest shocking upsets ever in wrestling. Then they had a singles match. Paddington Brown fought Roddy Roddy Piper to a double countout. Piper was dressed in half black paint. I mean, it was weird. But they ended up just brawling to the back. Then they had a tag team match. Hart Foundation, Bret Hart, Jimmy Hart, Jimmy Hart, when I fought, feed the Bolsheviks, Borzukov, and Nikolai Volkov in like 19 seconds. It's kind of a squash match. They kind of attacked him, then Russell Nash at them and just beat him. More there to get the Hart Foundation over. Singles match, Barbarian, Bobby the Brain Heenan defeat Tito Santana. Just started to get Barbarian over, just kind of there. Wasn't that bad, though. Mixed tag team match, probably the most fun match on the show other than the main event. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire, Miss Elizabeth defeat Sensational Queen Cherry and Macho King Randy Savage in a mixed tag team match, and the first ever mixed tag team match WWE. Fun to watch. Jesse Ventura's biased commentary is great, especially about the good guy team, like their faces cheating. Very, very fun to watch. I'll definitely recommend it. One of the best, most entertaining matches ever. Tag team match, Orient Express, Pat Tanaka and Sato. With Mr. Fuji defeated the Rockers, Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty by countout. They're awesome matches. This is fantastic. This is one of the best tag team matches in the early, late 80s, early 90s in WWE. Fantastic stuff here. I'm definitely going to recommend this one too. Singles match, Hacksaw Jim Duggan defeated the Canadian Strongman Dino Bravo with Earthquake and Jimmy Hart. Then after the match, Earthquake beat him up. Big man garage match, big power brawler. Grudge match, Then singles match with $1 Million championship belt. $1 Million man Ted DiBiase with Virgil defeated Jake T. Roberts by countout in an awesome match. This was another fun match to watch. This is the main event of the undercard. That was very, very good. Then Jake caught DiBiase with DDT after the match and he started throwing out his money to the crowd. Then Virgil came back and helped him escape. And then he chased Virgil to back with a snake to get the $1 Million title from him. And they had a singles match. Big Boss Man defeated Akeem as Slick. DiBiase stuck around and beat up Boss Man before the match, but then he came back like just destroyed Akeem and pinned him. And a singles match. Robert Sheen, Rick Rude, Bobby the Brain Heenan defeated Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Just alright, it's kind of there. And then they had a singles match. WWE Intercontinental and WWE World Heavyweight Championships. Both championships on the line. Which the Intercontinental Champion, the Ultimate Warrior, defeated the Immortal Hulk Hogan to win the WWE Championship. And one of the greatest main events ever. I mean, this is a title versus title. Two greatest good guy characters in the company going at it. This was historic. It was amazing. Two thumbs way up. I definitely enjoyed it. Maybe Hogan's best WWE match ever. Somebody other than Savage. Peace out, peace out. We're going to get into this podcast. Quinn, send my social one. Take a moment to skate that trade on a new producer, Joe G. Sweet, sweet. Have a good one.